Aussie rap there leads us into our highlights. So let's get started. And it was Aussie getting the pilot started tonight. Elias Ralph picking that foul up. Oregon State shot 32. They were 31 of 32 from the line that game last Saturday. Rapp, catch and shoot three straight away.
Yes.
Answers. So that got Portland going, and then it was time for Max McKinnon to do his work as he's been doing the last several games. 12-10, Portland. They've led from the get-go. McKinnon gets a great screen right down Broadway for the lay-in. What a screen by Bowl. 14-10 for Portland at that point. They would continue to hold a small lead, and when the starters needed a breather, the freshman coming in off the bench picked it up, including Kelson Gebbers. We see Jermaine tipping a lot of those rather than going up and grabbing it. Inbounds pass goes back to Max McKinnon. Off the screen, drops a pass. Skip Gebbers wide open right corner. That's money. 19-16, but Portland would then go cold. Pacific would start to build a lead, and it was defense that led to offense for the Pilots late in the half. Uh-oh. Tipped out. Oh, two Pilots ran together. Here's Washington in the wrap. Blocked with the left hand. What a rejection at the summit from Rip. Outlet McKinnon. Feed to Olsen for the two-handed flush. That had the Child Center up and going, but unfortunately, Portland couldn't finish the push to halftime. They were down 5, 40-35. Coming out in the second half, making a couple of adjustments at the defensive end, and from there, the night belonged to Bull Dang Deep. Inbounding, McKinnon, right baseline, spinning, knocked away by Benton. Back to Bull, wide open three, buried it! That got things tied at 45, and from there, it was a little tug of war. Chris Austin, after his dunk in the first half, he had more for the Pacific Tigers in the paint. The lead back to 8 for Pacific, 57-49. Blue on the left angle. Gets to the right elbow. Bounce pass. Gebbers leaves it underneath. Ooh. Hammered home by Chris Austin. Pilots still down 6 at that point. Vincent Delano had been playing great defense throughout most of the game, but finally in the second half started to see his offense kick in. And it's 60-53 Tigers. Dang deep, top of the key. Hands off to Gebbers. Over to McKinnon. Skip pass, far side Vince, right corner three, needs it. Got it. Portland down 4 at that point. It was another freshman, Micah Ballou, that finally delivered the haymaker to get the Pilots back in front. The Pilots get the rebound anyway. Delano ahead to Max McKinnon to Dang Deep. Leaves it Ballou for three in the
one
lead.
Count
the bucket and he's fouled. He would convert 62-60, but it was back and forth from there. Portland trying to play out in front. Bull Dang Deep again being aggressive at the rim. Bull Dang Deep gets it into Max McKinnon there on the right angle. Looking for Cutter, stepping out Bull, 10 to shoot, hands it off Delano. Spinning, gets downhill, lays it up, blocked. Dang Deep puts it back up and in. Portland got it, but they gave it up. It was tied at 73. Pilots had a final possession. There was an inadvertent whistle with 3.1 seconds. Pilots would get possession after the review, but unfortunately, Aussie's three in the corner. He probably got fouled, but there was no way in the world the officials were going to give a foul at that point after the inadvertent whistle. So off to overtime we go. And after Aussie had been sitting for much of the second half, struggling with the shot, he delivered a big one. Up top, Bull Dang D. Now Ballou, 7 to shoot. We clear out for Micah. Aussie's going to fire 3 deep. Buries it from 28 feet! 78-76, and then that allowed Portland to play from the lead most of overtime and to finally put the finishing touches on things. It was Austin Rapp at the defensive end one more time. Pacific up top, Washington. Screen from Benton. Pilots switch it. Ballou now on Washington. Gets around the corner to Rapp underneath. Ralph missed it. Blocked by Rapp! From there, they would have one more chance. Three cracks at it, a potential game-tying three. They came up short on all of them. Portland survives 84-81.